Podcast Help Desk News for Wednesday, January 30th, 2019. I'm Mike Dell. And today we're going to talk about SoundCloud and the fact that their co-founder and chief product officer, Eric Walfras, is leaving. He's decided it's time to step away, and he is the last of the original co-founders of SoundCloud. Believe it or not, SoundCloud is still around. But in a statement, he said, So I've decided to step back from day-to-day operations at SoundCloud and transition into an advisory role for the company starting March 1st. And the significance of that is SoundCloud has still never made any money. And, you know, they've been wanting to be bought. And, you know, they keep getting rounds of investment capital. And then the last little bit, they've been getting loans, and that's usually a bad sign for a company. And so far, nobody stepped up to buy them, you know, like Google did YouTube back in the day. So if you're using SoundCloud as your podcast platform, please make sure you keep a local copy of your files. And if it were me, I would use a third-party feed mirroring service such as podcastmirror.com or, God forbid, Feedburner, which is also still around, but I would use Podcast Mirror because that's what it's meant for. But get that feed away from SoundCloud. And not that they're going to pull the plug immediately, but it could happen. So, you know, with this news that the last of the co-founders is leaving, it just makes me a little nervous for those of you that are using that as your primary platform. It's a great secondary platform. Great place for a little extra exposure. You know, you have to go over there and manually upload to that. That's, you can't syndicate to that normally without, you know, some special stuff in the background. But most platforms, you cannot syndicate directly to SoundCloud. You have to actually go to SoundCloud and upload it, just like YouTube. You can't really syndicate to YouTube. You can just go to YouTube and upload a video version of your podcast. So anyway, with that, that is the news for today. We'll catch you on Friday.